The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Reopen AmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today. The ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
This is a special episode of Everything Home. It's time we get our country and lives back to normal, which means, air quotes, discussing politics again. But things have changed. The one positive realization many people had over the past month, they now know how much the Democrats hate hardworking Americans. Nancy Pelosi's behavior during the negotiations of the CARES Act proves everything. So if you're a Democrat, have common sense, and don't believe in the party's radical agenda, what do you do? My guest today is going to provide you with all the answers. Brandon Strzok is the founder of the hashtag walkaway campaign, former liberal and Democratic Party supporter who had very publicly walked away from the political left. He launched the movement in May of 2018 when his YouTube video about his decision went viral. In my opinion, he's the most dynamic, sincere, common sense social leader we've had in decades, and his message needs to be shared. He needs to be a household name. Before I bring him on, a shameless plug for our talk radio show, podcast, and patriotic purpose-driven platform. All of our episodes are listed on our website, everythinghometalkshow.com. Please check it out. Begin to use it as a resource to meet, learn from, and hire the experts, guest professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. People and companies you can trust to provide quality content, products, and exceptional service. You can also follow us on social media. All links are on our website. And don't forget to rate and review Everything Home so you can receive one entry to win a free giveaway in our monthly contest. This episode summary has the link, or visit everythinghometalkshow.com. And please subscribe to our podcast so you never miss any of our great guests or special segments. First, my joke, then on with the show. Have you heard about McDonald's Green New Deal value meal? Order anything you like, and the guy behind you has to pay for it. You're supposed to laugh, Brandon.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's funny.
All right, I was on. Sorry.
That's okay. Today's topic and guest is hashtag walkaway campaign founder Brandon Strzok, discussing liberal lunacy and lots of lies. Brandon, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am excellent. I want to first thank you for coming on the show, and I want to thank you for having the courage to start the movement that you did.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
I want you to just kind of give a little bit of your background, talk a little bit about the organization, and then let's jump into discussing the liberal ideologies, some identity politics, and it's time to get back focused on the 2020 election. Very important year.
Very much so. Yeah, I started Walkaway almost 2 years ago, actually. It was May 26th of 2018 that I released a video, a 6-minute video, which sort of detailed everything about why I was walking away from liberalism and the Democratic Party And because I myself was a Hillary supporter in 2016, I was a Democrat my whole adult life. And, you know, I was actually very shattered when Donald Trump got elected president, largely because I had fully and completely bought into the liberal media narrative of who and what Donald Trump was and his supporters were. And, you know, so I was confused. I was scared. I was outraged. All of those things, because the same media that I trusted told me that, you know, he had, you know, less than a 3% chance of winning and that there was absolutely no way that this was going to happen. So I kind of went on this quest to try to understand how the media got it so wrong and why anybody on the face of the earth would ever vote for a man who was such a racist, you know, and a bigot and a deplorable, hateful person as the media had made him out to be. And when I went on that sort of exploratory journey, that's, you know, I started finding out what I found out exactly what I did not expect to find out, which was that the media that I had been trusting my whole life was incredibly deceptive and that they had been, you know, sort of creating a false narrative, not just about Donald Trump and not just about Republicans and Trump supporters, but in general. And largely the thing that I think really, really shook me and upset me the most and ultimately got me to wake up and walk away was the realization that if you are a minority in this country, whether you be black or brown or LGBT, which is, you know, I myself am a gay man, and the revelation to me that the media and the Democrats and basically the whole liberal leftist ideology is exploiting fear for minorities in this country and controlling people's thoughts and behavior through the exploitation of fear. That's when I was like, wow, this is much, much, much more wicked and insidious and duplicitous than I ever thought that it, than I realized. And so ultimately I ended up walking away from the left. And then a period of time, I ended up finding myself over in the Republican camp, which is where I am now. And I am now a Trump supporter. But that's why I walked away. And that's why I made that video that I put out on May 26th of 2018. And so we're almost 2 years old now, this organization called the Walk Away Campaign, which is encouraging other people who are feeling pushed away, who are feeling like they no longer recognize the party that they once were loyal to, that they once believed in, that they now have a place to go, to leave the left, to walk away from liberalism, walk away from the Democratic Party. And that's what it is.
Now, do you think that partially your change in attitude was because the party changed so much, or you actually saw it for what it really was? Or is it a combination of the two?
That's a great question. I definitely think it's a combination of the two, but I do believe that the party has changed quite a lot. I think that liberalism has changed. I think that liberalism has gone from being an answer to a real problem at a certain time. And then that answer itself, I think, became toxic because it overcorrected, it overreached. You know, I mean, I think liberalism was probably born from this very altruistic, compassionate want and need to be supportive of, you know, people who were experiencing racism or people who were experiencing homophobia, that it really, I think, started out to be on a mission of equality, for women, for marginalized classes of people, et cetera. But what has happened now, I think, is this perpetual victim state that people have now find themselves in, and that there never seems to be an end point. There never seems to be any recognition that we have made progress. We have moved forward. I mean, if you ask most liberals today, they would tell you that Donald Trump is the most anti-LGBT president that we've ever had, black people and you know, different groups of people are experiencing racism and oppression at a level we've never seen before. It's like, are you kidding me? You think that racism today is worse than it was in the 1950s or 60s? Or, you know, I mean, it's crazy, but it's become conditioned, I think, into the minds of people on the left that it's an identity, and they don't know how to exist beyond this identity of victimhood and oppression. And so what I want to do is try to get people to recognize, look, the world has changed, and that I believe that we actually live in the greatest of times. If you are an LGBT person, American, if you're an LGBT American or a Black American, we have an incredible president in the office who's fighting for all American people, regardless of skin color, sexual orientation, gender, et cetera. And that we live in a time of great privilege as Americans in the year 2020. And I want people to see, yeah, you know, the world isn't perfect, but we've come a long way. And I think that, you know, minorities in this country should be coming from a mindset at this point of freeing themselves and realizing that, look, the American dream is alive and well and there for the taking for everybody. So now it's time to go get it. And it's time to stop thinking of yourself as a victim and as somebody who's caught in the chains of an oppressive system from which you cannot break free. I don't believe that's true.
You're totally right on. I mean, the opportunities now are more so than ever before. Glad that you brought up how supportive Trump is with minorities and the LGBTQ community. Because if you look prior to obviously what's going on currently with the corona issues and unemployment, unemployment in all of those categories was at an all-time low. Just take from a women's standpoint, more women were starting their own businesses. There were more women in the workforce than if you want to go into, you know, the gender side of things. So the opportunities are there. It's almost like people have been so conditioned and brainwashed. They don't see it. Not everybody, but obviously there is still a percentage that, like you said, are living in this victimhood. But if you look back, that's kind of always been the message of the left, because they're not a hand up, they're a hand out, right? And that doesn't solve anything. I mean, you want people to be able to take care of themselves, have personal responsibility, have self-reliance, and be able to fend for themselves and support themselves. But if you look from just money and power kind of an angle, if you're a politician, you need people to believe what you say and follow along. So if you don't have a flock, then you can't have a job. So you want to keep people suppressed. You want to feed them misinformation and think that they need you to exist rather than being independent. You know, that's that victimhood that you talk about. You try to get people to realize that that's not how it is and that's not healthy. So it's really not even left or right. It's just, as I mentioned earlier, it's common sense.
Right.
It's just the way, you know what I mean? It's just the way people need to think, because that's how you get through your day.
Right. And it's, you know, it's not just the political or the politicians or, you know, people in government too who manipulate this. I mean, obviously, it's largely the media, but there's whole entire industries dedicated to this. It's, you know, what I call the oppression industry. They too need these narratives to continue on so that they can stay in business. Look at organizations like the Human Rights Campaign or GLAAD or the NAACP. These organizations only can continue to exist and continue to pay their, you know, six-figure salaries to their CEOs and founders and their staff if people keep pouring in donations. And people are only going to continue pouring in donations if these organizations continue putting out narratives that, you know, if you're Black, you are in danger, that, you know, and it's always directed at a political party. It's not, you know, it's not enough to simply say, oh, you're in danger from the police, you're in danger from, you know, white America, you know, that you're also in danger from the Republican Party, the Republican president. And so that's how, you know, this whole oppression industry itself also continues to exist by perpetuating this narrative. And of course, in the end, the bottom line is always money.
So in your position, are you having interactions with some of these groups where they're contacting you, or people from their groups are contacting you? Because obviously their ideology is completely opposite and you threaten them, you endanger their existence. So is there any conflicts that you have with them where they're, I don't want to say trying to intimidate you, but, you know, they've got deep pockets and loud voices?
Yeah, I mean, probably not in an absolute direct kind of way, but in an indirect kind of way, definitely. I mean, when we've done events for, say, the LGBT community, as, you know, Walk Away, we travel around the country doing these town hall events for minority communities. We've done the Black community, Hispanic community, LGBT community. We have a women's event coming up. And we were soon to have our first Jewish event, which unfortunately had to be canceled due to the coronavirus outbreak. But, you know, when we've done our LGBT event, we have faced being canceled 4 out of 5 times with those. And that's largely because of pressure that's put on the venues that we're utilizing to do our events. And that pressure is oftentimes coming from these different organizations, you know, organizations like the Human Rights Campaign or whatever, you know, because they have a lot of connections to the media, to particularly sort of that niche media. like the LGBT Advocate magazine, Out magazine, LGBT news sources. A lot of them take their directives from these organizations. So they work in tandem to put out stories and to apply pressure to make sure that our message can't get out if possible. But we've been successful 3 out of the 4 times when we've been canceled and being able to secure a new venue at last minute, and the show does go on. But they've certainly made it harder. And that's, you know, with great intention, because they don't want these minority communities to get the message that that they are free, that, you know, that they do have a choice, that they do have opportunity. They don't want them to know that. I mean, that's the great irony about all of this, is that these advocacy groups that are crying inequality, that are crying, you know, racism and bigotry, they don't want these communities to know that they have the freedom available to them that they have. It's really sick.
Well, they're threatened by independent thinking and people basically doing their own self-fact-checking and having opinions that are different from theirs. I mean, the hypocrisy is just mind-blowing when you think about it, because everything that they say they stand for is exactly the opposite of what they're doing by trying to get your events canceled. That's what free speech, that doesn't even make any sense. They want everyone to be able to voice their opinion, and they want to be supportive and equality. But yet, as long as you disagree with them, well, then all of a sudden it's very bad. You can believe in whatever you want as long as it's what they want you to believe. Then it's okay.
Exactly.
How has it been personally? I mean, you're outspoken. You're out there in social media, especially in the LGBT community. How has it personally affected you, and how are they treating you now?
Well, my reception within the LGBT community has not been great up until this point. But, we do see every day more and more LGBT people waking up and starting to think for themselves and make the decision to walk away. So I think that our end of things is growing, whereas I think their end is more diminishing. But in general, you know, they still have the majority for sure. And so, you know, they don't like me. They don't like my message. And so they do, I think, what they do best, which is they'll tell lies, malign me, and misrepresent what my organization is about, what I'm about, what my message is about. And, you know, of course, go to accusations, which is, you know, that I'm a Nazi, I'm a racist, I'm a bigot, I'm a white supremacist, I'm a self-loathing gay man, I'm blah, blah, blah. But again, I mean, it's absolutely backwards and inside out, because my message is that I want to provide more choice, more opportunity, and more freedom to all minority communities. And listen, if you want to be a Democrat, be a Democrat, be my guest, it's your life, you can do whatever you want. All I'm saying is that you don't have to be based off of the color of your skin, your gender, or your sexual orientation, what have you, because a lot of people in your community will probably tell you that that is the only choice that's available to you, and that, you know, making any other choice would be an indication that you're a self-loathing individual or that you're not acting in your own best interest. And I'm here to say that's a lie, and I can give you any number of reasons why that's a lie. And that you do have a choice. And not only do you have a choice, but you should make that choice, because any party or any political ideology or any group that tries to tell you that you are limited to only supporting them and using fear to exploit that messaging is not looking out for your best interest. They don't care about you. They do not have your back.
So you have shared lots of stories, personal stories of people that have come over from the dark side to the good side. Is there one that sticks out of your mind that really was powerful that you went, wow, what I'm doing is really my purpose, and I feel completely rewarded because I'm helping so many people?
I think I have to be honest and say that literally every walkaway testimonial touches me in some way. I think they're all good. And I mean, they're kind of like my babies in a way. So it's too hard to choose between all my babies. But I will say that, you know, I think we took 20 walkaway testimonials from Black Americans, and we created a short film with them called The Great Awakening, Breaking the Chains of the Democratic Party. And that's a short film that people can find on YouTube for free. Just type in The Great Awakening, Breaking the Chains of the Democratic Party. It's about 45 minutes long, and it is absolutely spectacular. It is beautiful. It's brilliant. I didn't make it myself, so this is not me patting myself on the back. It was somebody in the Walkaway campaign named Mike Boss. He lives in Los Angeles. He makes films in Hollywood. He's been a great supporter and advocate of our movement, what we're doing. And he came to me with it and said, look, I've made this sort of documentary film. I want you to tell me what you think of it. And I saw it and I was absolutely blown away. We've taken that film and we've actually gone around the country and done screenings of it in Black communities around the country, from Harlem to Atlanta, Georgia, to downtown Los Angeles. And, you know, and we'll be doing more and more as once the country begins to open up again. And we do that for free screenings of this film. And then we do a panel discussion afterwards, people in the Black community who have walked away from the left, what we call the Walkway Black Americans Town Hall. And so it's not one testimonial, which was your question, but that to me is an incredibly special and beautiful product that has come out of the testimonials that we kind of strung together this documentary film. And that has, I think, been incredibly impactful and resonated with a lot of people and opened a lot of people's eyes and gotten people to walk away. And so that's something to me that's very special that's come from this movement.
So you've got town halls, you've got online events, it sounds like also. You're doing a big event with the women. What other type of activities that people can get involved with or maybe have some interactions in person once everything gets back on board?
We also do a college campus tour, which is called the Walkaway Thought Revolution College Campus Tour. And we did a good number of schools last semester and unfortunately, you know, had to cancel this semester's tour, which pretty heartbreaking to me. But, you know, we just have to look forward and not look back. And so we've already booked 11 schools for the fall semester. Yes. And some pretty good ones, too. I'm going to be going to Berkeley in California, kind of the epicenter of liberal craziness. I'm going to be going to Dartmouth, Ohio, Florida. If people go on my social media, at Brandon Strock, and my last name is spelled like Straka, S-T-R-A-K-A. Please don't worry if you mispronounce it. Everybody does. It does not upset me. I don't care. It's totally fine. People go to my social media, they can see, I just put a graphic out a couple of days ago that has all the colleges that we currently have booked, and we're still talking to at least five or six others, which I'd say within, you know, the next 1 to 2 months, we'll have those shored up, and we'll have a very expansive tour ready to go for the fall semester, because America will reopen, life will go back to normal, and we are going to be ready for it when it happens.
Kudos for you on getting into those college campuses, especially with the ideology that they're being indoctrined there. And then just listening over just the past couple months or watching on TV, the backlash that a lot of conservatives have when they go on college campuses to talk. I mean, it's chaos. More power to you for actually getting it coordinated and making it happen. And I'm hoping that you guys are financially secure enough to hire your own security for safety reasons, because you can never be too safe, you know?
Well, and we do hire security for all of the events that we do, but you have raised a good point. I mean, if people like what we're doing and support what we're doing and feel like it's a good cause, and I really think it is. Last year we did an event, and as I was being introduced, one of the gentlemen who was introducing me said, Walkaway is the most important piece on the chessboard going into the 2020 election. Which I thought was a very powerful and amazing thing to say. And I think that if people agree even a little bit with that statement, I really hope they support us. They can go to walkawaycampaign.com to make a donation. We're a 501c3 organization. So this is a tax deductible nonprofit org. And that's a tax deductible donation. Your money will go toward, you know, this college campus tour, getting into these minority communities, all of this hard work that we're doing to try to wake people up and get them to walk away from the left.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because just numbers alone, you've got millennials from age 23 to 38 plus Gen Z 18 to 22. They make up 37% of the voters for 2020. Even if somebody is a Republican and they're in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and they believe in this country and they're listening to the movement that you have created and the messaging, pick up your checkbook, people, because you've got 37%, technically a majority of them are thinking the old way that Brandon used to think. They're not clear on how the world really should be working. They need to be woken up, because that's dangerous numbers, Brandon. Those are really dangerous numbers.
Are having an impact, and it's just a matter, I think, of getting into these communities, having a conversation in a different way. And I think what we do differently than so many conservatives who have gone in or people going in with their Republican messaging is we really offer people the freedom and the space to be able to make this decision on their own. Walkaway, we don't go into these colleges or minority communities and say, walk away from the Democrats and become a Republican. We don't say, walk away and become a Trump supporter. We just say, do your own research. Think for yourself. Come to the understanding that you are being manipulated. You're being manipulated by the media. You're being manipulated by the Democrats. And you're being manipulated by liberal ideology, which has sort of become omnipresent everywhere, from entertainment to academia to, you know, politics and culture. It's just everywhere. So we're trying to say, look, if you don't want to be a Republican, don't be a Republican. If you don't want to be a Trump supporter, fine. But start thinking for yourself. Start doing your own research. Stop believing the liberal media because they're not telling you the truth and they don't have your best interest at heart. And just become an independent free thinker. And wherever that journey leads you, we're here for you. You know, we have people in Walkaway who are Republicans, who are independents, who are libertarians. And we are a community and a network of people who really support and appreciate that diversity of opinion and diversity of thought. And we engage in civil dialogue and civil disagreement with one another. And I think it's really a beautiful movement. And it's a slice of America exactly the way that America should be. And I think that people should really support what we're doing.
You said that absolutely beautifully, because that's what I personally feel is why your movement and message is so successful, because you're doing it from a different approach. And it's not because you came up with like a strategy, like a campaign strategy in order to manipulate somebody or persuade them or force your opinion and ideology on them. The approach that you have is sincere because that's how you feel. That comes across in all your messaging. It comes across in your voice, in your conversation, in your posts. You just want people basically to pull their heads out of their rear ends, think for themselves, and whatever works for them is great. But you don't have to think a certain way because somebody told you, because most of the time it's not even the truth. There's a bunch of lies. I appreciate that. Be independent, stand on your own two feet. You're teaching them the things that you would have thought maybe their parents taught them. but that's
right.
Okay. That's okay. Like you said, they're your babies. Technically, you're their daddy and you're teaching them the stuff that they didn't learn in school. These are things that you would think would be the fundamentals, you know, like the golden rule. Didn't you not learn that in school? So I appreciate that so much. Again, it's sincere because it's real. And when something's real and somebody believes in it like you do, and you have a passion for it and it's your purpose, I mean, you are the epitome of the American dream on what it means to be when you're dedicated and you have integrity and you believe in something. Look how big this organization and movement had become when it started, literally with you probably getting real pissed off and filming a video. Now look at it, 2 years later. I mean, you've done something amazing. You've done an amazing job, and I hope that you recognize that.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I think that I recognize it in certain ways. I mean, I think I recognize it in, well, one way or another, everything points back to work, the work. And I have to say, it's not just me. You know, I started this on my own, but I now have a handful of people who are my core team. And we work around the clock doing all of these things that we do because we absolutely love what we're doing. And I think that there are times when we pull something amazing off. And those are the moments when we're like, wow, we're really doing something here. And this is awesome. You know, like this women's event that we have coming up, it was supposed to be May 1st in Nashville. Unfortunately, now we've had to push it back to October 2nd. It's still happening. But, you know, this event that we're doing is we have a panel of women and we're going to do it in a large theater in Washington, D.C. now on October 2nd. And I have for this event, Laura Trump and Judge Jeanine Pirro and Diamond and Silk and Katie Hopkins and Shamika Michelle. When we were able to get all of these women and get them together on the same stage in one night, and I mean, which is not easy to do. I mean, all of these women are very busy and they're all traveling here and there. And when we got all those contracts signed and everyone to get, you know, on the same day at the same time, we just were like, wow. This is pretty awesome what we're doing here. And again, we're just a handful of people kind of putting this together. Yeah, there are moments like that I really feel like what we're doing is pretty incredible. But we don't spend a lot of time patting ourselves on the back and saying, you know, oh, we're so great. We mostly just keep working and moving forward and trying to figure out how we're going to have an impact, the most impact next and where we're going and who we're going to talk to and how we're going to change their mind. That's usually where our heads are at.
And that's a good space to be in. That powerhouse group of those ladies. I mean, that's a pretty big, that's a big stage. if people want tickets or information, is it listed on your website?
Not yet, because we had to, like I said, you know, we were all set to go in Nashville, and now we literally yesterday got the final contract signed by Judge Jeanine. Everyone else, we got their contract for the new date, which is October 2nd. So we know for sure it's going to be October 2nd. We know for sure it's going to be in Washington, D.C. Now we just have to line up the venue of our dream, which we're talking to them right now. And once we have that contract signed and everything, then we'll get tickets on sale and officially we can get their tickets.
Perfect. And we'll have you back on then to promote the event, and we'll have your website and all your information listed on our website. So then that way people always have more than one place to go find it when they're ready to learn more, go to any events, the town halls, and any of the other future events that you guys are planning. So I know you said you had a very short window because you've got to go out there and do good and get your message out. So is there any parting words, any information, something you want to plug? The floor is open for you at this point, Brandon.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I guess I would just say for your listeners who are not yet familiar with what we're doing, check us out. Go to walkawaycampaign.com. If you go there, there's a button that says join the movement. It will direct you right to our Facebook group, which is now, geez, we're close to 240,000 in that group. We have tens of thousands of testimonials, written testimonials, video testimonials, people telling their stories. It's really incredible. And people are going to love watching those videos. They're just amazing. And please give me a follow on social media. You can do that on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Brandon Straka. And remember, that's spelled S-T-R-A-K-A. And please, if you really believe in what we're doing, and I think that you will, please consider being a donor to what we're doing. And you can do that on the website as well. Make a donation and maybe even consider being a monthly donor. Even if it's $10, $20, everything helps. If you're able to, you know, be a larger donor, that's incredible. But, you know, we've gone a long way at this point through the support of the grassroots. So please don't ever feel like $5 or $10 doesn't help, because it absolutely does. Every little bit helps. And it just helps us get to more people and get that message out more. So please support us.
There's a big thing happening in November, and it could really change the landscape of how this country moves forward. And as we mentioned, the numbers, the millennials and Gen Z, 37% of the voters, the big number. I want people to pull out their checkbooks that are 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. You've got a bunch of Republicans out there that need to dig deep into those pockets, guys. So, Brandon, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. We'll have you back on anytime that you want. We're going to have all of your information on our website, which is everythinghometalkshow.com. People can always go there. They'll have direct links to your websites and social medias. And we are here to support you in any way we can to get the message out further about the movement. And whenever you want to just come on, pop in and say hi, you're more than welcome to, because I believe in what you're doing and I'm impressed. And like you said, independent thinking. That's all it is. Think for yourself. Do your own fact check. Very simple. All right, Brandon, I appreciate it. You're a good guy. You're doing good work. So keep it up and don't worry about that backlash that comes at you. They're just scared of you. That's all. They're threatened and they're scared. They don't like that you're right. That's the problem. And that's okay.
Well, thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate that. And I'd love to come back and we'll do a follow-up once everything gets reopened, we get moving again.
Yeah, once the dust settles. Thanks again. I appreciate it. You take care of yourself out there. Stay strong, my friend.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information. Promosforapurpose.com.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.